Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hours after revealing that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus and were experiencing mild symptoms, President Trump skipped a scheduled call with state and local leaders about COVID-19 support for the elderly. Vice President Mike Pence stepped in. Officials are examining questions of succession in the event Trump cannot carry out his duties. So far, the White House says Trump is engaged. Well, again, the president and first lady are both experiencing mild symptoms, and NPR's Tamara Keith reports the president attended a fundraiser at his Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey just hours before receiving his test results.
Here's what we know about the timing. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the White House received confirmation that close Trump aide Hope Hicks had tested positive just as President Trump was leaving the White House to travel to the fundraiser.
We discovered that right as Marine One was taking off yesterday. We actually pulled some of the people that had been traveling in close contact.
The Trump campaign and Republican Party raised $5 million at that fundraiser. And an RNC official tells NPR a series of precautions were taken. Everyone who attended was tested and screened and maintained 6 feet of distance from President Trump. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
NPR's Sarah McCammon has a reaction from members of the public.
At a coffee shop in Virginia Beach this morning, Monica Scott was having breakfast with a friend. She's a supporter of former Vice President Joe Biden, and she hopes the news will cause some Americans to be more cautious.
Hey, at the very least, this might make someone who hasn't taken this seriously take it seriously.
At a local diner, Gary Crawford said he supports Trump, but believes he could have responded more effectively to the pandemic.
Definitely could have been better. That's, you know, the one downfall that I have with the way he reacted.
Crawford says he hopes the president makes a full recovery as he looks toward the November election just a few weeks away. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
At a House intelligence hearing today, lawmakers are examining allegations that protesters across the U.S. had their cell phones seized to be analyzed by intelligence officials. The ranking Republican on that committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, dismissed the proceedings as another attempt to impeach the president.
There's no reason for this hearing to be held in public except to stir up media interest in the Democrats' latest publicity stunt, their attack on the leadership of the Department of Homeland Security.
At the same hearing, a DHS lawyer also concurred with the head of the FBI and other administration officials that white supremacists are an active threat to the country. This coming days after President Trump declined to outright condemn one racist group, instead saying they should stand back and stand by. Trump later attempted to walk that back. The Dow is down nearly 41 points. You're listening to NPR News. Texas is in the process of shutting down dozens of drop-off locations for mail ballots under Republican Governor Greg Abbott's order that took effect today. Abbott maintains he's protecting the integrity of the election process in his state. However, civil rights groups accuse the governor and other Republicans of scrambling to suppress minority votes with just weeks to go before the presidential election. Last night, they filed a lawsuit to have Abbott's order overturned. It has now been 2 years since journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. NPR's Jackie Northam says the journalist was killed by a Saudi hit squad.
Jamal Khashoggi was both a widely respected journalist and a vocal critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. U.S. intelligence agencies have assessed the Crown Prince was involved in Khashoggi's death. 2 years on, human rights groups and Saudi watchers say the Crown Prince's pursuit to quash any opposition continues. Activists, opposition figures, and critics are regularly rounded up and thrown in jail. Dissidents living overseas are tracked electronically and pressured to return to the kingdom. If not, quite often their families back in Saudi Arabia are detained. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, U.S. stocks are trading lower. The Nasdaq is down now 1.8% or more than 200 points at 11,116. The Dow has fallen 41 points, down slightly at 27,776. You're listening to NPR.